Welcome to Dreadbox Media's News Out of the Box for Monday, March 27th, 2017. I'm Joe Lerza. President Trump told the media over the weekend that Paul Ryan's health care bill's failure would help Congress put together a better health care plan, but he also blamed the Democrats for opposing the bill. Trump specifically singled out House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer as the reason for the bill's failure. He said the Democrats own Obamacare 100%. The president said he is leaning toward letting the Affordable Care Act implode and go on from there. Speaker of the House Ryan said Friday that the failure of the Obamacare replacement bill will make tax reform harder but not impossible after the White House sent a message that President Trump's tax reform and infrastructure agenda will not be affected by the failed health care bill. President Trump plans to unveil a new White House office today with sweeping authority to overhaul the federal bureaucracy and fulfill key campaign promises, such as reforming care for veterans and fighting opioid addiction by harvesting ideas from the business world and potentially privatizing some government functions. The White House Office of American Innovation, to be led by Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, will operate as its own nimble power center within the West Wing and will report directly to Trump. Viewed internally as a SWAT team of strategic consultants, the office will be staffed by former business executives and is designed to infuse fresh thinking into Washington, float above the daily political grind, and create a lasting legacy for a president still searching for a signature achievement. The White House sent a warning shot to congressional Republicans over the weekend that it may increase its outreach to Democrats if it can't get the support of hardline conservatives, a political shift in legislative strategy that could affect drug prices, the future of a tax overhaul, and budgetary priorities, the Wall Street Journal reports. Days after the House GOP health bill collapsed due to a lack of support from Republicans, White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus brought up the idea of working with Democrats multiple times, leaving little doubt that the White House intended to send a message to the hardline Republican flank. President Trump could face hurdles in enacting his agenda if he can't broaden his coalition, even though Republicans control both chambers of Congress. Markets have rallied since his election on the prospect that he would drive through tax cuts, boost infrastructure spending, and cut regulations, giving a jolt to the economy. The unraveling of the health care bill last week calls into question how easily that broader agenda will be achieved and could lead some investors to moderate their enthusiasm. The McDonald's that opened recently near the Vatican is serving hamburgers to the homeless under an initiative with a local charity. Volunteers are giving away meals made up of a double cheeseburger, an apple, and a bottle of water to homeless people in and around the Vatican every Monday at lunchtime. They handle up to 1,000 meals per day. The new McDonald's branch is housed in a building a stone's throw from St. Peter's Square. It is owned by the Vatican's real estate agency, ASPA. Opposition to its opening was spearheaded by a group of cardinals who occupy the upper floors of the historic building. Other residents have complained that the McDonald's will bring down the tone of the neighborhood, but it has been a hit with many tourists. The free meals fit in with Pope Francis's initiatives to help the homeless in Rome, including opening up showers next to St. Peter's and distributing sleeping bags. That's your Redbox Media News Out of the Box. I'm Joe Lerza, reminding you to always think out of the box.